And just to let you know a little bit about the protocol today, each of our guests will speak for 5 minutes. Our president has a question that she will then follow and ask, and we will open to the delegates to ask questions. The delegates will be asked to please keep their questions to a minimum of less than 1 minute. The time frame today is of essence. We have to be finished by 1:30. The response to your questions will also be 1 minute or less, and there will not be any closing remarks. So having said that, and I'd also like to just remind everybody about our climate goals, and I know I don't have to do that, but on my right, we have Mr. Tom Marino. Tom is from the Democratic Reform Party of British Columbia. On my left, we have Jenny Kwan from the NDP. And next to Jenny, we have Adrian Carr from the Green Party. I'll just give you a little bio on our guests today, and I'd like to thank them for being here with us for the opportunity to speak with them and have them answer our questions. Tom Marino is from Vancouver Island. He was born on Vancouver Island and has a successful career in criminal law. He has also played extensive volunteer roles in the community organizations. And interestingly, Tom was a founder of the BC Liberal Party and ran for that party in 1986 and 1991. He is currently a municipal councillor in Souk and the leader of the new Democratic Reform Party of BC. Welcome, Tom. Adrian Carr. Adrian was born in Vancouver and holds a master's degree in geography and worked for 13 years as chair of the Interdisciplinary Studies at Vancouver Community College. At Vancouver Community College, Adrian was an elected faculty associate representative and began working for the Western Canada Wilderness Committee in 1987. She co-founded the Green Party of BC and has run twice for that party in provincial and municipal elections. Adrian is now the leader of the Green Party of BC and lives on the Sunshine Coast. Welcome, Adrian. Jenny Kwan. Jenny is our MLA in Vancouver Mount Pleasant for the New Democratic Party of BC. Jenny immigrated to Canada from Hong Kong in 1975. She graduated from the Criminology Department of Simon Fraser University and worked as a community activist in Vancouver's downtown East Side. Jenny was elected to Vancouver City Council at the age of 28. She was elected MLA for Vancouver Mount Pleasant in 1996. A first for a Chinese-Canadian woman, she served as Government Caucus Whip, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Health, and became the Minister of Municipal Affairs in 1998, achieving another first as the youngest cabinet minister in BC history. Jenny also served as Minister of Women's Equality, and since the last provincial election, has been one of the two opposition members in the legislature. And the Liberal Party. Thank you, Deborah. It's going over the same. We have BCNU. CCNU's been trying since January for commitment from our governing party to have a representative on our all candidates panel to speak with nurses from all over this province on healthcare issues. The deadline was February the 15th, and as late as yesterday afternoon at 3:35, I personally made two calls to the party to see if they could find one of their many elected MLAs to come and represent our governing party, to no avail. Not even a response to any of our calls. However, so the last minute was our non-vocal candidate, and we'll never know what they feel or how they feel about healthcare issues. Personally, and this is personal, I feel insulted and almost ashamed that we have a governing party you're responding to my absolute frustration, because I think that this is an insult on every nurse in this delegation that we're not credible enough for them to come and listen to us. And I think we need to remember that and hold our Liberal MLAs to account on this atrocious behavior. Thank you. We will now start by asking Adrienne Carr to please give her opening remarks. Thank you, Adrienne.
Thank you. And I want to start by thanking Deborah McPherson, every nurse in this room, and every nurse across BC who has put your effort into and your commitment to BC's healthcare system, and also to the issue of electoral reform. Fighting for a fair voting system so that we can never again in this province see a legislature stacked 77-2. Because I believe in democracy, I also want to thank two others, Jenny Kwan and Joy McPhail. Proving just how much two feisty women can do in a legislature. No matter which party forms government, British Columbians need a strong opposition. So, imagine what a small group of Green Party MLAs can do in this province. Our voices are different because our principles are different from every other party. My life actually changed when someone I admired said to me, Adrienne, there are two kinds of people in this world. Those who understand that there are limits to growth and those who don't. We believe we cannot ignore the health of the environment, or we all pay for it in the end, especially our children. And you as nurses know that. You see the epidemic rates of cancer, of asthma, of allergies. Why? We're poisoning our air, our water, and our food. Green Party MLAs would focus on preventing the problems. We're about prevention, not band-aids. Think of us as the party that wants to keep people healthy, that wants to keep our economy healthy, our communities healthy, our environment healthy, because that keeps people healthy. That's why in 2001 and since then, I stood up arguing for more money, actually a restoration of money that was completely cut for home support for seniors. It's why in response to the Chief Medical Officer of BC telling us we had an obesity epidemic amongst our children, that I and a school board trustee, Green Party leader, Green Party trustee Andrea Reimer, led an initiative to get junk food, a successful initiative to get junk food out of our schools. It's why in 2001 and since then, I've said MSP should be covering preventative things like stress counseling and counseling around weight loss and addictions. It's why we should have eye exams and physical exams covered in MSP. We would rather be paying to have a nurse in every school and in every community of this province nurturing good health than to have to pay for more and more nurses to take care of people with preventable illness. For us, it is about prevention and making sure the money is there around the determinants of health. Clean air, clean water, decent, wholesome food, affordable housing, livable incomes. So where does the Green Party of BC stand on health care? We stand with you. I was the only party leader in 2001 that signed the pledge to nurses. I was also proud to stand on the picket lines last year with HEU workers. My first question to the legislature, I have that privilege as leader of a party, even though not yet elected, was on the cut to surgical services in the Nelson Hospital. Is that 30 seconds? 1 minute, thank you. We stood up and fought the closure of St. Mary's Hospital and other hospitals and surgical services throughout this province. We support universal, single-tier public health care system. How would we handle the crisis in wait lists? I mean, that's what everyone's talking about. First of all, by pointing out that this crisis is made by the Liberals and their decisions. You'll have to stop talking. I'll never get through my speech. I mean, stop clapping. I attended a board meeting of the Vancouver Coastal Health in which they divulged the statistics. There are 654 nurse vacancies in this health authority. The average wait time was 12 days for patients in hospital beds, waiting to be discharged, to get into beds where in... Can I have the time? To get into beds that aren't there in the community. The solution is not to contract out surgeries. It's to hire nurses to fill the vacancies, staff the beds, allow our ORs to operate, and to build the care beds in the community so people can be there instead of in the hospital. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. I'd like to call on Tom Morono, please.